Thank you, moderator. I do have a question for the panel later on, but permit me to share very briefly with you what my organization, Islamic Relief Worldwide, is committing at this first GRF to better support child refugees. And a very short story in solidarity and with such respect for Maria and Farida, whose strength is inspiring. When Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, migrated from Mecca to Medina, he asked every inhabitant to host or look after at least one migrant and to provide them with food, shelter, and clothing, and any other assistance within their means. This message gave me hope. Myself, as a 13-year-old boy fleeing with my family the conflict in my native country, Eritrea. So I'm echoing all of you. It is vital we recognize the specific needs of the millions of children on the move worldwide, acknowledging and designing programs that address the distinct needs of girls and boys of different ages and ability, and working better together with grassroots communities who are helping these children realize their rights in full regardless of their status. We are pledging to do that here today. We have pledged to scale up channels of hope methodology, which we have adapted to Islamic traditions in partnership with World Vision. We'll take it to 12 new countries, focusing especially on faith-sensitive psychosocial support for children. We will create a course training Muslim faith communities on trauma relief to pilot in 3 refugee hosting contexts in next year. All over the world, especially in countries neighboring those in crisis, faith communities welcome refugees and displaced people with open arms, offering sanctuary, comfort, and reassurance. It's a privilege to represent them at this global summit, and we stand committed to doing even more in the challenging years ahead. My question is, how do we, distinguished panelists, apart from my colleague, Reverend Morley, see themselves joining us to achieve this work to support local faith communities in responding to the needs of refugee children? Thank you.